Queer Stunts, a podcast based on LGBT community. Throughout this podcast, we discuss in detail about trending topics surrounding the community. We talk about important news, interesting and inspiring stories, and we also talk to few people who have mind-boggling experiences. My name is Neville Nazareth, and I will be your host for this entire series. Please don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so that you can be notified every time we update a new episode. So without further ado, let's just dive into our topic. Welcome back to a new episode of Queer Stunts. And as you would have already seen in the title of today's podcast, today we're going to discuss about androgynous fashion. Throughout this episode, we're going to discuss about what is gender. We're going to talk about what is androgynous fashion. We're going to discuss a little about how did it get so huge in the pop culture. A little bit about how do people still react in India when people usually dress in the androgynous style. And we're going to end our podcast episode by giving you a small hint on what is going to be our next topic. So without further ado, let's just dive into our main topic. So we would have discussed this like 1,000 times now, and even in my previous podcast I have already discussed this point about gender. But I'm not sure if you would have heard that, so I'm going to repeat a little bit of it so you have a small idea on what basis we are constructing the whole episode. So gender is a socially constructed phenomenon which defines a person as a male or a female based on certain gender norms. For example, women are supposed to do a certain things, only then they'll be considered as a female, and men are supposed to do a few things, then they'll be considered as a male. For example, men are supposed to be aggressive, kind of, then they're supposed to show themselves as strong, independent, wherein women, for some reason, according to our society, specifically in India, are dependent on others in the first place, are a little sensitive towards topics, etc. And when a society realizes that a male is doing some characteristics of a female and a female is doing of a male, then that creates a havoc. So that is what is the current state of gender in our country and our community right now. But to break this stereotype away, there was a new thing which was invented, which was called as androgynous fashion. Now, why was there a need for inventing androgynous fashion is because, like how people are supposed to behave, society decided what people are supposed to wear. For example, if there is a man, he's only supposed to wear jeans and pants and etc. Wherein if it is a woman, they're supposed to wear a sari or a skirt, etc. So I think talking about a skirt, if a man is seen wearing a skirt in our country, I think people are going to go crazy about it. People are going to shame him till he actually goes and removes it off. I think it's only normal to wear skirts in one part of the world or a country per se, and that is Scotland, where they can wear a skirt and call it a kilt. And it looks sexy though, and it is damn comfortable, but usually aren't supposed to wear it in anywhere apart from there, or if you don't belong to that culture. India has an alternative, that is a lungi, which is worn in the south majorly, but then again, it is not considered as a skirt. It is a cloth which is wrapped on your body, and it is considered as a manly thing. And if a woman wears it, then there's a lot of dhamakas which happens, like a lot of explosions, I can say. So now, there was a need for androgynous fashion because there were a lot of men and women who did not want to stick to the gender norms. Like, they wanted to experiment with their clothes, they wanted to express themselves with their clothes, and they were getting restricted because of the gender-defined clothes. Like, there was a male section and a female section. So androgynous fashion believes in producing clothing which are neither for male or female, but both can wear them and enjoy wearing them. So there are many clothing brands which are available all over the world, but unfortunately in India you have to mix and match, or you have to look out for options which could be worn as an option for androgynous fashion. So H&M has a good collection which could be considered in the indigenous fashion category, then Zara has a few collection. So you have to source it. You have to look out for options. You have to think of ideas on how do you want to dress up. And accordingly, you have to source your own garment, one garment at a time. Talking about how did it get huge in the whole world, it was quite easy, man. So the LGBT community has been more and more powerful internationally than ever, because in the US, finally, they had gay marriages, which was legal now. Them being gay was legal now. So it empowered a lot of people to come out openly and talk about themselves, express themselves the way they want. And that's what actually motivated a lot of people to go ahead and walk in public wearing these indigenous fashion clothes. Coming to India, India is still a little stereotypical when it comes to clothing and fashion. If you would see, there would be millions of articles, millions of videos roasting Ranveer Singh, who is an actor in Bollywood. So he loves wearing indigenous fashion. So he doesn't wear fashion which is specific to a gender. And the way he presents himself, the way he shows the world that even a heterosexual man can actually adopt to an androgynous fashion statement, is the way of promoting throughout our country that if he can do it, anybody can do it. So currently, in spite of him trying his level best, other than him, there are many people who are trying their level best in India as well, to showcase to the world that it is okay to wear what you like, what you want, and not think about what others would feel, but how you would feel is much more important. Being a little selfish is important sometimes. So yeah, I hope someday we see a world where, you know, wearing nail paints is not just a girly thing. Even men can wear skirts. Women are pretty comfortable wearing jeans and tops right now. So I think that's worked out for them. But then I hope the stereotypical things which occurs to a man when he tries to experiment with his clothing, with his way of his body style, with him wearing makeup, is still pretty difficult in India, because you not only get a lot of hate comments, you actually see people reacting in front of you, and then to an extent it is not even safe right now, because you never know who could come and attack you for you trying to making them feel uncomfortable by wearing the clothes which you like or which you want. So things are pretty difficult here, but not impossible though. There are still some places, some events where you are allowed to be yourself. For example, the Pride in India, at least for Pride, people wear whatever they want, and then they don't have to restrict themselves to represent or present themselves. But other than that, things are pretty difficult, but we are hoping that it becomes easier and a lot of people adapt to indigenous fashion to make a statement to the world that, okay, it is okay to dress up as per you like, rather than sticking up with the societal norms. Now, talking about our next topic is, it's going to be an interesting topic, of course. We're going to talk about something which any and every LGBT individual faces in their life. So to give you a small hint, if you would have seen the series The Office, we're going to talk a little about Angela and how she behaves with Oscar. So yeah, that's going to be the core of our topic. Not tackling any religion, of course. We're not going to talk about religion stuff. We're just going to talk about few signs you need to notice in people to understand on what their thinking is. And depending upon how these people react and how these people talk, you need to be a little cautious. That's what we're going to promote. So please stay tuned and do listen to our next podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so that you can be updated when we update the next episode. And if you find this content relevant, please do share it with your family and friends. Thanks, guys.